Yandaf. Hey, Madalif. Ligma mi Nozir. The Gemara said, let's learn out from Nozir that Ese Doiche Loisase Vese. Ligma mi Nozir de Dochi. The Mosets are Kochoch, you have to say because it's Isa Bishailo. Im Taima Adra ben Nelef mi Kibid Ove Eim. The loidochi lav the essay de hitome ba'opach zeraveide. The Gemara learns out from Ani Hashem that the father tells him that you should be metame yourself to go into Beis HaKvores or Tach Zeraveide. So Memele, he doesn't have to listen to the father. So there it's Aloy Sase Ve'ese, and here's Aloy Sase Ve'ese. Now, by Nozir, it is, the Gemara proves that the Akoch is Yesoid of Isa B'Shaila, because if there wouldn't be a Yesoid of Isa B'Shaila, so why don't we learn out B'chol HaTerekula Ese Deich Aloy Sase Ve'ese? So Tosfos says there's another place where it's not Toiche Aloy Sase Ve'ese. Yeshloim et demala ki bedo ve'em shekein hechsha mitzvah kidolakamo. So we'll have to see the sugya vayta. Al koponim, it seems that the mitzvah of kibedov is a mitzvah kolosh. So if it's a mitzvah kolosh, that's why there's no din tchiyah. But we wouldn't learn kol ha'teira kula from kibedov ve'ein, that it's not doich. V'im taima, akati imbos lilmeid mikan de dochi. If you will say that ese doiche loisase ve'ese, Im kein itzdachlon shapir bis alamto beperik elam metzias lekoyim vi bebeis hakvoritz the misalim the gemara in elam metzias wanted a darshan from bis alamto pomim shaato misalim that a koyin bebeis that a koyin saw metzias bebeis hakvoritz is potter the gemara asks. Why do you need a posik for this? Einese doiche loisa aseves. So Taisva says, but let's make a cheshbin. But what would be if we would learn out from Nozir that ese doiche loisa aseves? Then I wouldn't have a kasha. Why do you need visalamto? Because I would learn out from Nozir ese doiche loisa aseves. Now you have a visalamto. So Visalamto is telling me now that you don't say Ese Doiche Loisa Sevese. So B'chol HaTeire Kule, I'll clear now B'chol HaTeire Kule, do you say Ese Doiche Loisa Sevese or not? So I'll say, well, I have two places. By Nozir it says Ese Doiche Loisa Sevese. By Aved it says Ein Ese Doiche Loisa Sevese. So therefore, I would say L'chumre. So I would say, b'chol ha'teire kula, ein ese doiche leisase v'ese. U'me'ache d'hosem leidochi, ad rabnei of malme de leidochi. So what are you proving? The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that there's a pircha of yeshne b'shaila. Because if not, why don't we learn out from here, b'chol ha'teire kula, ese doiche leisase v'ese? So Taisha says, it's no proof. Could be, as it, I hear Taket says, ese doiche leisase v'ese. And therefore, you need Visalamta to tell me over there that ain't Esedoy Chalei Saseves. So, Bechalat Erekul, I'll say in Esedoy Chalei Saseves. Yeshloim et Hosam Leitzorich Kolochi, the Pshita de Leidochi, the Kama Hosam Vesumi Dachin and Isuri Mikami Momoine. You don't need Visalamta for that because there's another Cheshben that we're not Matran Isur because of a mitzvah Shebemon. So the Gemara said, that no, that the Isser Taglachas of Nozer is kill, Shekein Yeshnei B'Shaila. Ve'im Toima, so Toisvus asks, V'nigmer B'meh HaTzad Mikoyin V'Nozer D'Litchi Ba'al Me'ese Eslav V'Ese. So Toisvus says, we have here two psukim. We have a pasuk of Zekonoi. Zekonoi is coming to tell us that the mitzvah's essay of taglachas metzayre is deiche the lav and essay of taglachas zakan koyin. Is a lav pas konam lo yigalecho, there's an essay kdoishim yiyu. So there the mitzvah is deiche. There there's a kula, it's einishavu bakel, but akaponim, it's deiche aloi sase v'essay. Here we have that the mitzvah sasa from taglachas is doiche, aloi sasa nes of nozir. Here we have another kula, because, it's yeshnei b'shaila. So let's make a matzad. So you can't say it's doiche because yeshnei b'shaila is can't koyin yechiech. You can't say it's doiche because ein ishava bakel, because nozir yechiech. Ob peirig beis nezirim bosa de koma ve koyim ve noze le gamrine me adodi koma ob alme lo yafina minayu, and let's learn out minay mishum de kilamifra kedamora. You can't learn out kedamora, like we mentioned, peirish male noze shken yeshne bishayla ve koyin eni shava ve koyil V'tayme, so Taisus says, the amayloi nigma minaya b'me'atzad. That's right. The alma you can't learn from them because you have a pircha from this and a pircha from this. Let us make a ma'atzad. V'yeshloime dal ma'atzad pachin and koldehu, the einu leikule v'leichumre. And if you're learning from a ma'atzad, so if you have a tzad ashovishabem, even though if you have a pircha that is, and there's something common by these two which are not by any others, so you can't learn out already. Because mifrach mal atzad shava shebem sheken yesh bem isa giluach ze beroish ze beskone. Where do we find that esa doichel isase veesa? By Issa Giluach, so by Issa Giluach, that's a pirche kodu that we can make on this matzad. Ve'ista loigolsi kedamor, others on geiris kedamor, and meforish the koi ikal mifrech ahadam abose hochi. That what ma'alme, we don't learn out from these two, because the Gemara says, Omar Rav, that's the next memre in the Gemara over there, Perish, the Ike Lemifrach, the Omar Rav, Mekel Odom Kol Gufei Betar, a person is permitted, Mekel Odom Kol Gufei Betar, Masi Ke'ein Tar. That a person is permitted to be mistaper misparayim ka'inta. Even the isel didu kal osi esi v'dochi lohu. The Keron Oire in Mesechtes Nozer says he doesn't understand Taisvitz, because by the isel, this kula of Rav, Mekel Odom es kol gufei betar, means that one is permitted to cut the misparayim, his hair, they should be very short. And the Gemara is speaking about the Issa of Le Yulbash Gever Simlas Isha. That the Etzem Kol Gufoi, so if it's Kain Tar, so there's no Le Yulbash. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. He says, by a kofes haroish, and by nozer, there is no heter of kain tav. So he doesn't understand how Taisis lim pshat in the Gemara. is no cooler in a kofes aroish in nozer. Avokoshe, neilef mikoyin v'nozer umile didochi tzarast ave esse beloi sasik dame perik rabbeleza. Let us learn out, Tosfos has three cases. Nozer, Koyin, and Mila B'Tzaras, which is also Aloy Sasev Eser. So we find in three cases that Eser Deiche Aloy Sasev Eser. V'nire da'ave k'mayishne k'subim ha'boim k'echot, de'me'mila v'chad ma'ani ikala me'lev. So Tosfos says, if you Mila and Nozer, we can learn out, Memile and Zakone we can learn out is Nimsachad the Laitzarich. So Memele, so Fakel, so here we have a limud that Afka here and no other place. Vaoid Ialfina Minayu Lomalikro the Kloim Bitsitsis Lilav Grade. Ramanashek, if you can learn out from these three cases that Esa Deicha Laisa Asava Esa, so why do we need a posig to tell us that Eser Deicha Loisas? But Tirin say Yeshlitres Gemay Sheforish Pesomuch Beishnei Nizirma Yochalim Ken Gedefrishes Lechosh Ledagdeik Olaharich. Now let us go on. Continue. Ela Loila. The Gemara, we're trying to figure out according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Yoni Dash and Smuchim, when it's Mufne, how do we know that Eser Deicha Loisase, the Gemara want to learn that from Roshoi, Uskonoi, the Gemara was Matcha de Limudim. So the Gemara says, Elo Lo'ilom Mikro Kama. We learn out from the first Pasuk that Leisul Bashatnes, Gdilim Tasalacho, Smuchim of these two psukim. No, there's a problem. We don't darshan smuchim unless it is mufne. Im kein leime kro tzitzis tasalocho. It should have said tzitzis. Gedilim lomoli. Why does it say gedilim? Shmami no lafnuye. So it's gedilim is extra. So what is the difference between gedilim and tzitzis? So the Meiri says tzitzis is 5 oisiyas and gedilim is 6 oisiyas. So it was not necessary to write gedilim, an extra ois. The Torah could have written tzitzis. So we have an extra ois. So it's mufne. So it was written to tell us Eser Deicha Loisas. So the Gemara says, excuse me, Eile Shiyura Hudasa, there's a special need why it said Gedilim, it couldn't say Tzitzis. The Gedil, Shnayim, Gedilim, Arbo, there should be four Chutim, Asay Gedilo Paisleyu Mitoiche, we'll see Mechlekes Rashi and Tosfos what this means. So, we're back to the Kashim. The Gedilim is not extra, we need it. So the Gemara answers, "Im kein lei mekra le silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim." Let it say le silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim. Yachdov lomali. Why do you have to say yachdov? That's le silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim is sufficient. The yachdov is extra. Shmami no lafnuye. So it's extra and it's coming. It's mufne in order to tell us that we darshan smuchim. So the Gemara says, "Vakati mi boy leila toikev shtei tchifa ischibo tchifa achas eine chibo." No, that we need the yachdov to be megala to us that that by shatness you need a chibo of shtei tchifas, tchifa achas eine chibo. But if it's stuck in once, it's not a chibo. You have to stick it twice. The pishtun and the tzemer. So we need the yachdav also. So the Gemara says, "Im kein lichtav rachmona le silbash tzemer upishtim yachdav." Shatnes lomoli. Why does it say the word shatnes? Shmami no lafnuye. So the word chatness is miyuta, so it's extra, so it's telling us that we darshan smuchim. So the Gemara says, vakati mi boile, achiye shoye tovi vonois. From chatness we learn out, there has to be shoye tovi vonois, it has to be combed, it has to be spun, and nois is amachloikis. If it means it has to be woven, or it has to be braided. Ela kula mishatnis nafke. So the Gemara says, we learn out everything from shatnis, so let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, mikra kama de kloin betzitzis. We learn out from the first pasuk, kloin betzitzis. Udika amret la rabbon and loy ayat lohu tzemer pishtim. According to the rabbon, the tzemer pishtim is not miyuta menolu de kloin betzitzis shari de leisi esay vidochi loy sasem. So how do you know that the Nesir should be doicha loisasim? In Cain, the lav lafluye is lichtay tzitzitz. So the Gemara says, lishiyura osa leminyan chutim. The reason the Torah wrote gedilim is to tell us the amount of chutim you have to put into the beget. Gedil shnayim. Deal means like braided threads. So you can't have a gdil at least without two threads. So gdil is two threads, two tzitzis. Gdilin arba chutim. The mid gdilim shnaim, if two times gdil. If a gdil, a minimum gdil is two, so two gdilim is four. Uchsiv v'nosno al tzitzis akonov psil. Omro toira asei mahanach arba chutim gdil echot dahavalu ches chutim kshetoichvon beknaf habege. The Pasuk said, you should make from these arba chutim one big deal, which is ches chutim, when you stick it into the knaf habege. Now, it would seem from Rashi, Rashi brings the posik, v'nosno tzitzis akonov psil, omro teire se mahanach arba chutim dilecha dablu ches chutim kshetoichva meknaf habeged. Rashi seems to be saying that we learn out from here that you fold it. You fold the tzitzis. It becomes four on each side. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, where do we see from this pasuk that you fold it? Bemis and Taisvis asks this kash. Rashi seems to be saying, somewhere it says, make a gdil out of these two gdilim, make one big gdil, which means eight chutim, but it's very unclear where this says in the pasuk. We'll see in Taisvis asks the kash. Rashi says another thing. She tluyim psilim, that there should be hanging psilim, shloyase kule gdil, alaktsas gdil, uktsas onof. So Rashi learns that gdil means a chelik that's braided, psil means there are chutim, so from here we learn out that a chelik of the tzitzi should be gdil, and a chelik, that's the chelik with the ksharim and the kriches, and a chelik should be onof. That's, we learn now from Psil. Let us see the Tap Taisvis, Gdilim Arbo, Bimenochis Omer Deboi Tman Yechutim. You need eight chutim. Vetaimo, so Taisvis asks, Minolon Shekoifel Kol Echod Ve Echod Lishnaim. How do you know that, how do you know you make eight chutim? Four we have a cheshbon. So how do you know you double them? Shemo yiksha kol echot beroyshe betalas, maybe you take these four chutim, v'nosnu al tzitzis akonov, does not mean you make a hole and you stick it in the hole and you have four on each side. You tie these four tzitzis to the beged. Vi have mefarshinen asay gdil upoisleyu mitoichai hainu sha'oise oiso ke'en psilo v'koiflon be'emtzar. Exactly what a psila is, I don't know, but Taisus and Menachas says klo that a psila is double. It's like a U. So it's a psila is a double kofel. It's bent over. So if you would darshan from the poisleyu mitoiche, make it like a psila, which is kofel, avaniche. So that's the drasha. The cheshben we have eight chutim is not from, is from a poisleyu mitoiche. Aber bekunt er spärisch poisleyu mitoiche eine schnee schlischi monof, schloyase hakel gdilem. Poisleyu mitoiche means something else completely. Say bazoi. So how do you know the fiha emes that the tzitzis are put into the beged with through a hole and you fold it over and you have four chutim on each side? Let us continue with Rashi. Techifa pevaint shetoichev techiva achas b'machat. You stick in once with a machad, with a needle, v'chiber kloyim beget tzema or beget pishten yachad, ein nechibo. V'poches mishtei tchifes. Loch iksiv yachdo, vat shi yechabrein yachad yofe. That once is not a, one tchive is not a chibo. You need two tchives. So the Gemara had asked, So yachta we need. So the Gemara said, you know what's extra? Shatnez. Didn't have to say shatnez. The Gemara says, you need shatnez for shoye tovi v'noitz. Mina toira ine chayev ad shiyya ha-tzemel v'ha-pishton mesukin yachad heitev v'masrek. Now this is Amoira de Kerashi. Rashi shita is that shoye Tovui means that in order for it to be shatnez mina toira, you have to have the woolen threads and the linen threads misukin yachad heite b'masrik. They were both combed out together with a masrik. That means we have one chibul process b'shas the combing. You comb it together. So they start blending in the combing process. So let's go further. What does tovui mean? That you spin the fibers together. That you have a thread, which is partially wool and partially linen. And noise is aruk. And then you weave it together. So we have here from this Rashi, that Rashi says, and that's how the Tur and Simon Shin and Yeredei starts off Shitas Rashi, that the only way you could have shatnez min ha-toira is that you have threads of wool and linen which were combed out together. So in the combing process they were combined, and then they were spun together, and then you weave them together. That is shatnez. Noise is oruk. It was woven. So the Gemara says, "Kulo mishatnes nafke." So the Gemara, so you need shatnes to tell us shoya tovi v'noi. So the Gemara says, "Kulo mishatnes nafke." The ilaf nu yelechu. If the purpose of this word is only to tell us that it's extra. That means klayim is extra. It says tzemer pishtim yachdov. So I know everything. Tzurev said klayim. So an emissance from the Gemara, there's a meridik epshad according to Rashi. The Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say that the word shatnez has two meanings. Shatnez is nutriken shoye tovi v'nois. Now, if the Torah wanted to tell us shoye tovi v'nois, the Torah should have written shoye tovi v'nois. You don't write nutriken. The word has a meaning mitzad atzmai also. Shatnes means a mixture, a taruvis. That's what shatnes means. So the Torah, when the Torah wrote shatnes, so the Torah is telling us two distinct halachas. Halacha number one, you need shayet tovei v'nois. But if that's the only purpose, all right, shayet tovei v'nois. Why do you write shatnes, which has another meaning? So Kocha the Torah wanted to write the word shatnes also, which means taruvis. Now, why is it necessary to write taruvis? It says yachdav already. So I know it's also be taruvis. So the taruvis mashmois that we derive from this word is mufne. It's extra. I don't need this. So memele. So from here we learn not that you make smuchim. That is how Rashi learns. Let us see Tosfos. Vakati mi boile le toikev trifa achas da im chibo. The Gemara says, you need the yachtov. You need the yachtov to tell me that if it is stuck in once, it's not a chibo. You need two trifas. It has to be stuck in and out again. Twice. So Taisu says, "Belavochi mi boilei, di lav yachtav havamina dosa lilbosh semer upishte nafal pishe ein mechuborim klal zeimze." Without the yachtav, why does the Gemara have to say that I need the yachtav to tell me you need two tchifes? Without the yachtav, would say loy silbash shatnes semer upishtim. So I would think you're not allowed to wear two begodim, one begad of tzemel, one begad of pishtim. So, that means the yachtav does not only tell us that one is not good. The yachtav is telling us that no chib is also not shatnes. Without that, I would think that you don't need a chib of bechlal. Bemis and Taisvis is very schwer because Taisvis on Bavdaladam at Beis says that shatnes, Dibamaschal Abo says that shatnes means taluvis. So memele, that I would know without the yachtov. From the word shatnes, I know that it's speaking about that there has to be some sort of chibur between the tzemer and pishtim. Because it has to be a taluvis. If he's wearing a linen shirt and a woolen jacket, there's no taluvis over there. Dolchaner asks the Santaisvis. Ad sheyehei shoya tovui v'nois. Ein leforish kemoy sheperish rivon. Shoya v'tovui yachad tzemer upishtin. Now, achoinim say what Taisvis brings down from the rivon is Arashi. Arashi also learns like that, that is a chibo, that the tzemer pishtim are combed and spun together. Taisvis, we'll see later, Taisvis did not have this in Arashi, but l'chayre d'rivon is Arashi. Ein l'forish k'may sheperish rivon shoya v'tovu yachat, tzemer pishtim. Dim kain, kloim b'tzitzis heichem ashkachas lo. So how do you have kloim betzitzitz? Sha'arei tzorich shiye beis chutim shal tcheiles tzemer levadai beloi pishta. So Tais asks a meridike kasha. If the pasuk is telling us that the chibur that is necessary to make shatnes has to start from the beginning of the processing of the wool and linen, it has to be combed out together. So you have a chibur ready of combing. You have a chibur that the threads are spun together. You have a thread that which is partially linen and partially wool. But without that, stamazo, you have a thread of wool and a thread of linen. It's not sharpness. So Tosfos asks, amoyre de kekashe. Taisus asks, so if that is so, where do you have sharpness by tzitzis? The chut of tchelis is a pure chut of wool,
and you're tying it to a baguette of linen. So very good, there's wool and linen, but there's no shaya, there's no tovoy. So memeile, what's the kasha? There's a beautiful teretz from the Oruch Laner. He wants to say, this is the Rivon, this is Rashi Shita. Also, L'chayre, Taisvis does not bring about noise over here, but L'chayre, the Rivon and Rashi is one Shita that Shoya Tovi Vonois means it's come together, spun together, and woven together. That's Shatness. There's a Machloikis, the Tur and the Rambam, in Hilchis Shatnes, in Yeredaya Simenshin. We heard in the Gemara that HaToichev Tchifa Achas Ein Achibo, Toichev Shtei Tchifois is Achibo. So the Tur says, that's what it says, HaToichev Shtei Tchifois is Achibo, that means if he sticks it in two times, sticks it, now the both heads of the chut are on one side. Shtei tchifos is a chibur, so the Tur says you need a knot also. Because without a knot, it will fall out. So shtei tchifos is a chibur. So it would come out, one tchife is not a chibur, a fellow with a knot. If two tchifes needs a knot, and then it's a chibur, so one tchif and you make a knot, is not a chibur. So the Magen Avraham and Simon Yud Aleph, Sivkot and Yud Gimel asks on the Tur, so how is Samazoi, Tzitzishatnes, you only have one tchif and a knot. You stick it in once, into the baguette, and you have a knot. And the Tur says that one tchif with a knot is not shatnes. So the Magen Avraham says, Al Kaponim to understand the Shitas HaTur, so the Magen Avraham says as follows. That if a person makes two tchifes with one knot, that's a chibur. If a person makes one tchife with one knot, it's not a chibur. You need a double knot. But if you have a double knot, then it's a chibur. So by tzitzis, we make a double knot. Al Koponim, let us get back to the Shitas HaTur. The Shitas HaTur is that in order to be Shatnes the Yeraisa, you need besides Shtei Tchifes, you need a knot, and or the way the Magen Avraham says, by one Tchif you need a double knot. And without knots, it's not a Chibur. So the Ochaneh says a beautiful teretz. He says as follows. He says, there are two psukim. There's one posik of Shoya Tovui Vonois. Shoya Tovui Vonois means that you took the wool and linen together, you combed them together, you spun them together, you wove them together, but there's not one knot there. So why are you chayiv? You know why you chayiv? Because there's so much together from the beginning of the processing to the end, with the combing, with the spinning, with the weaving. So that's called shatness. That's also called shatness, without any knots whatsoever. That we learn now from Shoya Tovi Vonois. There's another halacha, Yachdov. We learn out from Yachdov, that shtei tchifus have a chibur, and shtei tchifus means shtei tchifus with a kesher. So there are two distinct dinim. There's a din of shoya tovi v'nois. There's two types of chiburim. If the gmar chibur is a rige, which is a chibur without knots, without ksharim, so then you need, from the beginning of the processing, you need a chibur of combing and spinning and then weaving together. If there are knots, And there is shtei trifis or trifa achas with two ksharim. So then, even though the wool is separate and the linen is separate, but that we learn out from Yachto. So Memele says, so v'zoy it's not shver teisvis kashe. So teisvis kashe is not shver. That the shatness of tzitzis, even though the tchelis is pure wool, there it is shatness mitam yachdov. Rashi is saying when there's no shatness of yachdov, there's no knots, there's no ksharim. So then the only way it becomes shatness is being combing it together, spinning it together, and weaving it together. That's what the Och Laner wants to say. Al Koponim, let us get back to Taisvis. Taisvis, we have over here that the Shitas HaRivon is that Shoya and Tovui means, in order for it to be Shatnes, that the wool and linen have to be combed and spun together. So Taisus says, Takasha im ken kloim betzitzis eichem ashkachas lo. So you don't have any sharpness by tzitzis, because the tcheles is pure wool. It's not combed and spun with linen. Elo, so Taisus is choylik on the ribon. Elo shoya kol echad levadai. That each one has to be spun separately. Each one has to be combed separately. The pasuk means the pasuk is not speaking about the chibur of tzemer in pishtim. The pasuk is speaking about the quality of the material. It has to be combed wool. It has to be spun wool. That's what the pasuk is speaking about. The noise nami oimer abeinu tam the ein leforish tahainu orik kideperish bekunteris. Rashi learns that noise means the oif and hachibu, how they're connected. The maishna shoye v'tovi navi kolechod levadoi, the noise koi atzemer opishtim yachad. Why should I say such a thing? That means Taisus is going with the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, and it seems Taisus understood that Rashi also holds like that, that shoye tovi is going on kolechod b'fnei atzma. So why should I say that shoye tovi is telling us the quality of the threads, and noise is telling us the yoif and achibra of the threads. Void the benide perika ishe, gabe hayman the romi chuto de kisna beglima da amra. The Gemara speaks about over there that there was a person had a woolen baguette, and somehow in this woolen baguette it got mixed up one thread of linen. So he went and pulled out the thread. But the Gemara does not know if any fibers of linen were left over. We don't have microscopes, they didn't know. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? It's only a shatnes de rabbonon? Because min ha-toyre you need shoya tovi v'nois? The Rabbonon, something the Rabbonon, you can be Michael. That's what the Gemara says. Uporich, so the Gemara asks over there, how do you know you need all three? Ve'ema oishaya, oitavui, oinois, how do you know you need all three? Olaperish akuntris, so what's the kash oinois? According to Rashi, noise is the oifen achibo. So what? Olapesha kundus beloy noise yefshashi kloim. So what's the kasha oy noise? Vein loim vedochi porach veima oy shoya venois oy tovi venois oy noise lachudei. Dem kebe noise lachudei sagi shoya vetovi de kosabachmon alomali. El nire le rabbeinu tam. So therefore the rabbeinu tam holds the noise hainu shozo. That the threads have to be braided together. Each thread, you take two threads. We had mentioned before that in the spinning process, there are two ways one can spin the fibers. Either they're spinned clockwise or counterclockwise. And there's a problem when one spins a thread so it can unravel, it can open up. So there's, so if you're going to use it for weaving, then usually they didn't, there was no problem because the weaving alone would ensure that it won't open up. But if they didn't use it for weaving, there's a problem, the thread might open up eventually. So they used to take another thread that was also spun clockwise, and then these two threads were spun counterclockwise, and this bolted the two threads together that they didn't open up. So noise, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is also a condition in the quality of the threads, that each thread has to be combed, each thread has to be spun, and each thread has to be braided. Val shatnis shel tzemer levat, v'shel pishtim levat, hizirakosu shliyasmen beged biyachad, miyachtav nafke. Shatnis is telling us the quality of the threads, and yachtav is telling us the oifen hachibol of the threads, how they are attached. V'arav Rab Yitzchak HaLavon hikshaloi, Rab Yitzchak HaLavon est Rabbeinu Tam, mehod esnam b'meseches kloim, ein chayovim mishum kloim, ela al tovui v'orig. It has to be spun and moven. Shenemar shatni shoye tovi v'nois. Almed the nois hayni orig. The Mishnah brings a posuk of shatnis. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the noise means braided. Or that's doifen hachibur. We're not talking about that. Emer bein etam dal kochach lav lemedrish kol shatnis, because he's not parshening what shatnis means. Midalei koma ella al shoyi tovi v'orig. Why does he mention orig? He just says ella al tovi v'orig. Lemaisi shatnis al mishum tovi. Abel orig miyachtav nafke. Deinachanami. The Gemara is saying you need orig. That's from yachtav. And tovi, you learn out from shatnis. Kulo mishatnis nafke. Anu teisvis. Now, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that the word shatnis is extra. Midrsiv shatnis. The loiksiv kloyim. It could have said kloyim. Shamin is shoya tovi v'nois. Be the likes of Shoya Tovi Venoi spelt out distinctly, Behedye Shamin in the Lafnu Yikosi Lemedrish Smuch. The Im Toima, so Toisvis asks, fine, we have Smuchim, but how do you know to Darshan from these Smuchim, Esedoi Chaloisas, Vidilma Lechidarova Lechut Kosi Lemedrish Smuchim? Maybe it's coming to tell us Ravis din. Rav said, "The tzemer upishtim poitrin avshaloi b'mino." Rav said he had two drushes. There's one drush, hakonov min konov, that the tzitzis have to be made of the same materials that the beged is made out of. You have cotton beged, you need cotton tzitzis. You have a silk beged, you use silk tzitzis. That's one pos. Another pasuk it says, "Semer upishtim gdilim tasel lecho," that the gdilim should be made out of wool or linen. So he said that do you have an alternative? Either you make the tzitzis of the same mean of the beged, or else if you want, you can use tzitzis of semer upishtim that pata all minim. So maybe the smuchim is telling us only this, that you can make tzitzis out of tzemer upishtim. U'menolon da'osi le'mishri kloyim. V'yesh loyma da'ochi mashma da'loy silbash shatnes tzemer upishtim yachtov gdilim tase lecho mehem. That means the pashtis aposik means you should make gdilim from shatnes. V'ochi isa bepek shnei nizirim. That's the makor of shatnes. You can have tuchut ilovon of Pishtin and two chute trailers of Tzema. I think that's what Taisus means. Now Taisus finished with all the technicalities. Now we have a Moiradik Alomdesh Taisus. We have over here, we're finished with the Sugya, we learn Esa Doichaloisase, from Smuchin, that the mitzvah's es of tzitzis is doiche de loisas of shatnes. So from here we learn all over es doiche loisas. Vim taimas a taisis es veheichi yalfinen ba'alme mehoche. How can we learn out kola teire kula from here? Shani kloyim de hutru mikloloi eitzel big de kune. Kloyin is a green gravere. The kahanim was shatnes. The avnet was shatnes. So memele, shatnes is a green gravere. It's kahanim allowed to wear shatnes b'shas avoide. So memele, so how could we, so good. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is doiche the iser of shatnes, which is a schwacher avere. But how do you know that an es is doiche a real love, a real chomodike love? So Taisvi says, Voimari, the osom nami mishum da osi esse de big de kohune, the dochi lav de kloyim. No, it's not pshat kahanim allowed to wear shatnes. The mitzvah say of big de kohune is doiche the lav of kloyim, ba'ein zel huter mikloli. So Taisvi tells us a yesod, not pshat is that kahanim allowed to wear shatnes b'shas avoided. No, the mitzvah is doiche. Agavuche dol chaner is a big problem. If the mitzvah is doiche, so lochere, what mitzvah is there that's doiche? The mitzvah is avoided. No, so it's not beidne. B'shas, when they do the avoided, till when they put on the begodim, till they do the avoided, they're wearing shatnes, they're not doing any mitzvah. So what mitzvah is doiche? So the Ochaner brings down from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah and kahanim to wear big day kohune to be enabled to do the avoide. But the mitzvah, the mekayim, as soon as they wear it, they should put on big day kohune to enable themselves to do the avoide. But the mekayim a mitzvah b'shas levish. So it's not mutter for them, no. This is a mitzvah to wear big day kahune to enable them to do the avodah. Now I had a ha'or on Taisvis on the Gimel on Medale brought a gemara not the Gimel, Daftala the Medale. Taisvis brought a gemara in Elchin. The Gemara in Erchin says, Hakel chayovim betzitzis, kahanim leviim v'yisraelim. Everyone is chayiv in tzitzis, kahanim are also chayiv in tzitzis. So the Gemara is a kasha pshita, what's a coin is not a yeet? What's the hava mean a coin should be potter from tzitzis? So the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk leisil bashatnes, gdilim tasa lecho. So I would think a person who's not permitted to wear shatnes, he has to wear tzitzis. That seems it's a hekesh. Kahanim who are permitted to wear shatnes, maybe they're potter from tzitzis. I would think such a thing. So I would think kahanim are potter from tzitzis. Kamash malon, hey, the beidon avoid the ishtri, they're allowed to wear shatnes when they're doing the avoid, but shaloi beidon avoid, they're not permitted to wear shatnes. So they're also in the parsha of shatnes. That's the Gemara in Elchin. Now, if we say not like Tosfos, like Tosfos held in the Kasha, that be'emesin shatnes is hutro, kahanim allowed to wear shatnes, it's very gishmak the Gemara. So I would think kahanim are different than Yidin. A Yid is not allowed to wear shatnes, a kohen is allowed to wear shatnes. It's hutro, it's a kahanim. So I think since he's allowed to wear shatnes, he should be potter from tzitzis, because they have a limud. Whoever is osir in shatnes is mechuyev in tzitzis. He's allowed to wear shatnes. So Moses says, yeah, he's allowed, but sometimes he's not allowed. But when he's in the base of English, he's allowed. When he's not in the base of English, he's not allowed. So I understand the shakla v'tayi in the Gemara. But according to Taisvis, a kohen is also not allowed to wear shatnes. No, you know why a kohen wears shatnes? Because es doicha loisase. So that means he's not in the lav of Kloyim? If you say yes, you know, every Yid also is allowed to wear shatnas. If he has a beged shel pishtan and he puts trelis, he wears shatnas. So Yidin are also allowed to wear shatnas? Eser doichaloisas is napshat, he's not in the lav of shatnas. There's a din tchiyah, eser doichaloisas. So I don't understand the way Taisvis says, the way Taisvis explains that bigdei kohune is not hutra, no, it's tchuyah. So what have I mean the Gemara have that a koyin is not in the parsha of shatnes? She name on the parsha of shatnes, but there's a din eser doichaloisas. Al koponim Taisvis says that shatnes is not hutcha mikloloi. No, there's a din eser doichaloisas. So now, so Taisvis got into very hot water. If shatnes by big dekunis is eser doichaloisas. Ishaim Shemaim, we have a whole sugi of two blot. We're trying to find where do you see Eser Deichaloisase, and it's right under our noses. Big Dekune is Eser Deichaloisase. So why didn't the Gemara bring Big Dekune? So Taisa says, Umiyu ilav kloyim mi Big Dekune lehavi motzele melev ba'alme. If I wouldn't have this posik of Lesilba Shatnes Gdilim Tasalacha, I would never be able to learn out from Big Day Kohune, Mishum de Mitzvah Soy Bekach. That means the mitzvah of Big Day Kohune is impossible to be Niskayim without Shatnes. Ubeinyan Ache Yevshil Kayim Mitzvah Soy. So you can't learn out Eser Deichaloy Sase from Big Day Kohune, because Big Day Kohune, there we have to say Dechiyah, because we'd never have Big Day Kohune without it. K'moy sheperashti leo d'lo yafine me'eishes och. Why don't you learn now, Eser Deichaloy Sase Shesh Bekoros, every Yibum is a Dechiyah? So Taisus said, because there it's mitzvosi bekach. You wouldn't be able to have a mitzvah Yibum without the Eser, the din triye of the Eishesach. Va'oid, now Taisvis says another teretz, tzeirech avoyde shani. You can't learn out from Big Day Kohune, that's the tzeirech avoyde, there's a need for it, for the avoyde. So that's a pirche, you can't learn out stam mitzvahs from tzeirech avoyde. Ve'im toima, so Taisvis says, Adi Yalfinen mi Kloim Betzitzis Tidochi. Now, with the Gemara says, we learn now from Kloim Betzitzis, Neilev Misreifis Kotchim Deloi Dochi. I'll show you a place where you don't say Eser Deichaloi Sase. Kididarshinen Pere Keitza Tzoylem, the Gemara says, Da Insreifis Kotchim Deichi Yontif. That, what is the din? If a person had a Korban Pesach, and it was left over, so the Gemara learns out from a Pesach, you do not burn it the first day Yontif. No, you have to wait to break your Sheni. Why? Because Reifus Kotchim is not Teichi Yontif. Be'enoisem imenu ad boiker, bo'akosov litain boiker Sheni l'sreifosa. So Taisvis asks, so there, why didn't you say Eser? So there we see, you don't say Eser Deichaloi Sase. So Memele, how do you know B'chola Teirekul to learn out from Shatnes? Let's learn out from Seifers Kotch. V'yesh loimel deshani hosom deloi botlo mitzvosei bekach. Over there, if you won't burn the Noiser today, you'll do it tomorrow. Can do it in Chalamoid. So there's no din tchiye. That means that if you could avoid being mechalo yontif, you take avoid it. That's pshat and posik. Why should the Torah said do not be seiref the noiser and yontif because you can wait till tomorrow. V'yochel seiref acha yontif. But if I wouldn't have a posik, I wouldn't say that on my own accord. I would say it's doiche yonte. But after the posik, that is pshat and posik. Later, the Gemara says, Gabi Sreifes Baskoyim. The Gemara, we have a posik, is one permitted to kill a Baskoyim who was Mizane, Bisreife, in Shabbos. So the Gemara clears a shayla. Oyeine elo b'Shabbos. The mitzvah of Sreifes Baskoyim, maybe you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Dahochi gamrine mikloim betzitzis. I learn that from kloim betzitzis. Just like the mitzvah says of tzitzis is doiche. This is kloim. The litchi. Ilav loisevaru. Then the Rabbi is apostle loisevaru. Eish b'chom eish v'iseichem. That from here learn out, you do not burn a baskoim. Afilu loisasa sheyesh beikoris, but the Gemara says I would think of loisasa sheyesh beikoris, it's also doiche, the mali chumre rabbe, mali chumre zute. So therefore, without a posik, I would think one is permitted to kill a baskoyim, that's who need a posik. So Taisvis says, how would I ever think that you're allowed to kill a baskoyim in Shabbos, for hosam kibi the yochel hamtana lamocher, Nailev misreifes kochim. This we shall learn now from misreifes kochim. Just like misreifes kochim is not doiche yonte because you can wait another day. So misreifes baskoyim, you can also wait another day. V'yeshloima dohosam nami iefshe lahamtim. You can't wait by a baskoyim. Sheyeshlo lidei neyad v'lisroim shloyanu adin v'shelo yishtakhu hadvorim. So let us explain what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that you do not make a din teire and a bas koyin on Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says why? Because Erev Shabbos you have a big problem. What'll be the din if Bezdin is under the impression she's chayiv misa? So if she's chayiv misa, you can't paskin on Friday to kill her. You need halona sadin. You have to wait. You have to sleep over it. Come Shabbos. Now we'll have the din Torah. We'll be goyim of the din on Shabbos. So they'll come to the conclusion we should kill her. So the Gemara says, no, if you should kill her, so memele, to let her live after she knows she's chayiv misa, that's inei hadin. So if you paskin on Shabbos, she's chayiv misa, you have to kill her on Shabbos. The Gemara says, let's not paskin. Well, if we hold on Shabbos, she's chayiv misa, we won't paskin. We'll wait till Sunday, and Sunday we'll paskin. So the Gemara says, that's also no good. Because when it comes Sunday, you'll forget already what the tainus are, and it'll be vague and fuzzy and unclear, and you won't paskin correctly. So Tosfos says, if you would make a din on Erev Shabbos, so then, you have no eitzah but to kill her on Shabbos. Because either als inu yadin or als shikras adin. So memeil or shikras advorim. So therefore, this is not similar to sreifas noisa. So therefore, I would think as a doicha loisa asa. That's it to be the posuk of loisa baru. The im toime, the lomalon krol, the melef miklaim betzitzis, melef misreifes kochim, let's learn from sreifes kochim, mit de itzrachosom loima krodo loidochi. There the posik says it's not doicha, why not, mishim de yochala hamtin, michlal de baal medochi, so from sreifes noise you could figure out. By merida, some itzerich krosh aloi taima de dochi mishim dafeloi chol mefesh shari. I would think for a different reason you're allowed to burn noisa, not because eser doicha loisasa. I would think just like tzolchei hedyit are permissible in yontif. You're allowed to cook in yontif for yourself, so you're zich allowed to burn kochim. Ulaman de yomar ne dorm ne dovis enkreven beyontif. So he doesn't hold of such a svar. He holds that that a tzeirich gevoyes mekalkul, leitzach ocher kro. Then that's true. Then you won't need a posik to tell me that, then you don't need a posik to tell me that it's loigora meoichel nefesh, because it's gora vegora. But according to Mount Yoma that holds the door medovus is craven beyond him. So I would think a tzorech gavoya is also a reason to be able to do a melachim. So that's why the Pasuk tells me that it is not that way.